Marcia, I'm from Italy, and so I want to thank you guys for giving me the possibility to introduce myself and the project that I'm working on right now. As you can see, this project involves young people, and it's taking place during the carnival cultures in London. I'm sure that you all are more or less familiar with it. The carnival culture is one of Europe's summer, one of the biggest Europe summer carnivals. Last year, there were about 1 million visitors. This year, 700,000. So big numbers, and there are several groups from Berlin wanting to participate, and we were just one of the many groups participating. Before I start talking about the carnival, a short introduction about myself. I am involved with projects both on a local level and on an international level. By local, I mean regional or national, and by international, I mean European and sometimes a bit wider. Just to give you an instance about my experience in the local field, I coordinated a project concerning clown therapy, and
that's a good question.
Clown therapy is basically when you try and help the suffering through clown performances. So the clowns, the artists, not only have an artistic background, but they also have a psychological and pedagogical and educational background. So because I didn't think I was going to present my myself here, I only have booklets concerning my former project about clown therapy in Italian, but still there's plenty of pictures. You can have a look at them. So yeah, so as far as local projects are concerned, I can mention clown therapy and another project concerning food-related diseases through arts and mostly through theater, an approach to food-related diseases, bulimia, anorexia, through arts and the cultural field. As far as international projects are concerned, I'm involved in a European NGO called ACC, and for them I've coordinated projects concerning human rights. And again, as far as art is more concerned, and the European or international dimension, I've organized a project concerning a folk hochschule in Denmark, whose students were Danish but also were asylum seekers from Burma and Eritrea. And they were in Denmark because there they had found some shelter, and then they came to Florence just to have an overview of European events taking place in Florence. And then as far as, again, international projects are concerned, you have this one concerning the carnival cultures. My field of expertise covers both the non-for-profit sector and the for-profit sector. The biggest project that I've written is under the Leonardo program, which is an action promoted by the European Union concerning 5 countries, and last year it was the best project in Italy, which I'm very proud of. Thank you. And now, sorry if it took a little time. Now, the project that I'm going to talk to you about tonight is a project concerning, again, the international field, the intercultural field. So, with and for this association located in Berlin, I and the rest of the staff developed a project which included 30 young people coming from France, Turkey, and Zelo, which is a city in the region of Brandenburg, here close to Berlin. So the 30 young people came to Berlin to, the aim of the project was to initiate this intercultural discussion, intercultural exchange. I would say this is the key word, intercultural exchange. And in 10 days, because the project lasted 10 days, in 10 days the young participants had to join different ateliers. There were actually three ateliers. The costume atelier, the float atelier, and the choreography atelier. So in 10 days they had to prepare anything that concerned the parade in which we took, which we joined on May 31st on the occasion of the Carnival of Cultures. So yeah, the 30 participants. So I guess these are more or less the facts. What's behind the fact and what really interests me most, because what I really involve myself with is projects which are, if not society oriented, at least open to society and use art as a hook, as a means to active participation from anybody who's involved in the project, of course, as far as their role is concerned. So as far as their expertise is concerned. So what I would like to point out about this project here, as you can see, the project concerns penguins, okay? So the project is called 27 Pinguine, 27 penguins. So basically, the participants, they represented penguins, and they wanted to show that the environment of the penguins is being threatened because of global warming. Because the Carnival Cultures in Berlin is an event where you can present anything. Yeah, so this was the concept of the project. Penguins and global warming. So what do penguins do? What are they threatened by? How can they react? So these were the questions on top of it all. But then these questions, they also give way to other questions strictly concerning the project, but not only. Like, you can, this project had several different levels, different sets. So I, as a coordinator, and other people as coordinators, we came up with some critical points concerning the project. Is everything clear so far? So my question is it clear what the project was about? Because then I'm gonna go to the critical points. If the project is not clear, then maybe they're not easily understood. Okay, so just ask, yeah? So the critical points inspired us some questions or some critical points. And I have a list here. For example, We thought about the integration of young people who do not speak the same language. The participants did not speak the same language. The people from Brandenburg, they didn't speak any English or any other language. The participants from Istanbul spoke some English. The participants from France, some spoke some English. Other people struggled with their language skills. So that was, of course, we had translators and we had activities, linguistic activities. Every morning, 1 hour was devoted to building linguistic bridges as well, not just cultural, not just artistic. But the fact is that people didn't speak the other people's languages. So the integration of young people who did not speak the same language, the integration of young people coming from very different backgrounds, for example, the group coming from Brandenburg, they are young people who have stopped their education, whose families are troubled, and who are now joining, they are at risk actually, who are now joining this Bindungs, Ausbildungs, meaning that the guys are taught how to be gardeners and bakers, and the girls are taught how to cook and how to sew. So that's their last possibility in order to get some kind of education and then get a job. While the Turkish people, they were quite, they their situation wasn't just comparable to this one that I've just told you, because they didn't have any trouble background or anything. So the integration of people coming from very different backgrounds. Then another critical point is the predominant role of art as a means to interculturality. Is that enough? Is that, you know, all these are all things that I want to share with you. Then the amount of work that had to be done in 10 days. Just remember that they only had 10 days. On day one, they didn't have anything. By day 10, they had to be ready with the costumes. And by the way, when they show you the costumes. These were the costumes that participants wore. This is the head, actually. I'm not sure.
Okay. You want me to try?
Yeah, if you want to, sure, why not? This is the penguin's head. Very
good.
And this? It's a bit dark, but I guess, I mean, it's not so, but maybe so complicated to imagine what it is. This is the body. They made them themselves. And just remember, these people might not have had any familiarity with, you know, costumes or talking about it.
Oh, you want hair?
Pull out the tail.
Will I put my legs to this?
I think you should be wearing it.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah, one shoulder is open. So yeah.
So, my body has to go to the
white. Yeah, here is the legs.
Oh,
great, great.
I love
this.
Okay.
The white goes in the front and the black goes in the back.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And by the way, the artists that led the different ateliers, they're all established artists. For example, the choreography atelier was led by the director of the dance festival in Lyon, and the other choreographer was the director of the International Dance Academy in Istanbul. Very good.
Yeah, you're supposed to pin it up like this. Maybe it's not necessary.
And on Monday, you go to school like this.
Of course. Yeah. Good afternoon. Be happy to see you. My name is Dean Sandberg. Yeah?
Yeah.
And then I'll wear
it. The participants wore that costume.
So that's a teenager. How old are they?
They ranged from 16 to 25.
Mm.
Yeah, so us, the staff, we wore this, okay, we made a little more modest, yeah, a little more. This, and this is my own, actually, because I was a pink twin, not a penguin, I was a pink twin. So yeah, the one that I had.
It was amazing.
And then we also had the... iceberg. Yeah, because of course there's penguin, there is ice. So here, but the ice people.
So who were the ice?
The people who who prepared the float, who made the Wagenbau, who made the iceberg. This is the group. This is the group behind us. This is not the us.
Yeah, so again, back to the critical point. So the predominant role of art as a means to interculturality, the amount of work that they had to do in 10 days,
the perspective that we wanted to give to our float. I mean, the theme was penguins and the melting of their natural environment because of global warming. So Should we show the public an open and direct accusation against the climate changes, or should we make it rather more satirical? That was our question. Do we simply want to show facts, or do we want to be more disagreeing? So, do we simply want to talk about penguins, or should penguins just be a metaphor for our society? And if they are a metaphor for our society, who are the penguins in our society? The participants came up with some slogans. I'm not sure you've seen the came up with some slogans, which in a way answer to some of the questions to my former question. One was "Wir wollen Vanille Eis," which means we want vanilla ice cream. And another one was, I'll say it in French, "Banquise fondue les pingouins dans la rue," which means, which means banquise is ice field, fondue is melt. These are all excellent explanations, because then we're like yelling like this. Yeah, banquise fondue, which means ice field, melted, the penguins in the street.
Yeah.
So this is another slogan that they came up with. And then with us, I'm sure you've seen them, there was a percussion band. I can't remember whether it's made of between 40 and 70 members. They only play percussions, and the participants come from all over, but the band is placed in is placed in Berlin, and they're called Drum Kitchen. So they would play their tunes, and we danced on their tunes. By we, I mean the participants, and then the staff in the net were just on the sides, just to make sure people didn't get in the way, because it could be dangerous. So, you're going to listen to the music in a little while. I'll show you, you listen to the tune that we danced to. And but just to finish my presentation, another important question to me was, so what about the aim of the project that is intercultural dialogue? Can we really claim with this project that the purpose of intercultural dialogue has been met through art, given the characteristic of the project? I don't have an answer, actually. That's why I'm sharing this with you. And you're going to listen to the tune that we
ask you about. I think there are two things that really caught my attention. I don't remember the exact phrase you used for your questions. One thing is you said you want to use art as a hook. That's part of the project. Like as a hook to get people participated, or is it some art as a hook to for the interculture dialogue?
It's actually both. Because what I could see from the atelier was that even if the participants didn't speak the same language, the common task that they had, either building the float or making the costumes, gave them some subject to try and communicate, to try and talk about.
Yeah.
So art was actually a hook to make people communicate. And then it is from communication that maybe something can start, you know. And but then this something we defined as interculturality. But of course, this can be or this cannot be. Of course, this depends on people's opinion. I myself,
What do you think?
Is this the first time you're organizing this kind of festival?
No.
I didn't go there.
How long did you... Okay, as far as the
carnival cultures is concerned,
yes, it is my first experience. But as far as intercultural exchanges are concerned, I started a long time ago with this European NGO that I'm a member of. So basically, but we dealt more with human rights and gender issues, but still the participants came from 10 different European countries. And some of the activities could be comparable, even though here the focus was on art. Some of the activities, like for example, one night it was the French people of our group who cooked for us in this project. You know, after they were done with the ateliers at night, in one night the French presented their own cuisine, and in the other projects that I've been involved with, there were also people who cooked for us. So there are some similarities. But of course, here the focus is art and artistic production. In the other ones, the focus was human rights and gender issues.
And another one, how do you reach the participants? Is there some article or do you know them before, or contact them with organizations and they propose
that? Yeah, that depends, because it can be any contact. You have your own network, or you send your ad to any network that might be working in your same field. They will be glad to host your request. They really will, because that helps them expand as well. So in this case, we had a contact in Istanbul from last year, but this contact was no longer available. So through her, we reached someone else, and it is the local coordinator that found the participants that made the selection. And then through the local coordinator, the participants were informed. And when they came here, they more or less, in the three countries, they more or less had the same knowledge about the project.
But what is the criteria to select your participants?
That depends on the project. For example, I am very, as far as myself is concerned, I am very much open to having people with a little experience together with people with no experience at all. You know, because it might be harder at the very beginning, but then I guess my opinion is that we all, in the end, we're all more satisfied, because those who have more experience might have helped one with less experience. And so again, there is another way to be in the project. It's more also based on solidarity. Mm-hmm. But some other projects might have other criteria, that's for sure. This project here, let me think. We selected the people from Bangkok because we had worked with them last year as well. And because of their background, because of their personal stories last year, they didn't even want to get close to anybody from Turkey. So we thought, together with this educator, that it'd be better if this year we took the same people as last year. Because all the progress
maybe it's your honor.
Because all the progress that had been made last year, it could go a bit further this year. Because last year in the end it actually got close to terms. So this year we started from getting close to terms to something else, maybe, or maybe not. But we wanted to give them the chance to give ourselves the chance to see what happens if you take the same people and invest on them once again.
And then what do you think at the end?
In the end, I think that
it was good to have the same people, but two times, not three times. Now it's time for new people to come.
And so what was the feeling after this?
The feeling of the people from Brandenburg? They said that as far as linguistic communication was concerned, they had a hard time with. But they found other ways to communicate, which was through body language, for instance, and they also had fun doing it, because then they established a different way of communicating, but still they were communicating. So they were actually in their free time, especially the French and the Turks, they were able, they went out together, even if they not all wanted to speak to each other.
Yeah, it's true, because it's funny when you arrive in, I realize that, for example, when I arrived in Berlin, I never talk so much with my body to communicate, like in a country, because you can, if you dance or it's a good way.
Yeah, me too. That's also my experience.
Anna, and how is this project funded actually? Who is the main founder and how do you do the fundraising?
The thing is, just to make it a little funny, and I hope nobody gets mad here, France and Germany, because of the Second World War, they were enemies, and so after the Second World War, they're trying in any way they can to prove each other that they're friends. So they've established this. office called OFAGE, funding exclusively projects concerning Germany and France. And their purpose, I mean, they make it very explicit. They make it very often. The purpose is to keep on establishing peaceful relationship because of the Second World War. So after doing what is it called, binational projects, now it's time for them to open up. It's time for the OFAGE to open up a little bit. So they give people the possibility to organize projects concerning three countries. Of course, they have the OFAGE has its priorities, that is Eastern Europe, but they also can see Turkey as one.
Yeah,
we didn't get a lot of extra money, but we got material. We got
Stuff.
Fabric. We got fabric, we got colors, we got paints, we got markers, we got water for free, we got, you know, all the some stuff which helped actually, because if you then sum up all the money that you should have spent in order to buy it, then it's quite a lot of money.
Oh, you need a sponsor.
And how the subject is
it was an artist from the house who it was an artist from sorry when I say house I mean the organization that I'm working with and for has got some artists working for it, and was one artist that was given the task to find, because this is not the first time that we participate or the house participates in the Carnival of Cultures. So from the very beginning, it was for some reason this artist that thought about the theme, and from that moment on, it was always him who gave the input, and then others could add on it. But of course. Yes, for example, the artist wanted the float or our group to have more of a satirical instead of a more explicit message.
So the group, the participants themselves, they were asked to find some slogans, but in a satirical way. So there were more satirical political, this banquise fondue, that's you know, that's on the water, you know, the penguin, what's it called, the penguin namaru, you know, that's on the water, that's also political, but still, somehow it always turned back to satirical, the other slogans that we had as well. So as long as the initial concept is respected, then anybody can add their input to the project.
I want to ask you about the functionality of art in this project. Mm-hmm. How it's being used, and what is your opinion and variation as a project manager?
Yeah, I think the project should be defined not only as an artistic project, but also as a word I should use, but for sure it's not purely. For sure it's not purely artistic. I mean, when people tell me that this is an artistic project, I just don't agree. Because art, again, is the hook to reach interculturality. So what the focus here is art, but at the same time interculturality. Art in the sense of you create some artistic product at the end, but not explicitly artistic. We had translators, but then an issue that we had to face was how to make them communicate and whether art is a means to communication, to interculturality. And if so, is it enough? And if so, whether the project from this viewpoint was successful or not? This is an open, actually, question with an open answer as far as myself is concerned. Because I also think that things take time, so maybe 10 days. But then on the other hand, having things on the ground for last year and this year, this was probably the biggest success of the project.